Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bamidbar. As Hashem, we will also try to incorporate Chizuk for the upcoming Yom Tov Atzeres Zman Matan Tereseinu Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. Today's shiur is based primarily on the Yisfach Moshe in his Pirush on Tanakh, what he writes in Parshas Yisro and in Parshas Kisisa, which is based very much also on a big yisoid from Berenice and Eibishitz in Sefer Yair Zvash, like you will see. Let us begin. Pasuk at the beginning of the Haftarah says, in the middle of the Pasuk, V'haya, and it will be. It will be in the future. B'mekoyim, in the same place, or in place of, Asher Yo'amer Lehem Lo'y Ami Atem. B'nei Yisrael, until now, were known as, you are not my nation. Ye'amer Lehem, it was said about them, it was said in reference to Bnei Yisrael, Loi Ami Atem, you are not my nation. Instead of that, B'mekayim, instead of that, and we'll see B'mekayim later on, B'mekayim can be translated as a location, we'll see. Ye'amer Lehem, it will be said to them instead, Bnei El Chai, you are the nation, the sons of the living God. So until now, you refer to as Loi Ami, they're not my nation. And you'll be known as the Bnei El Chai. So, Mirtzah Shem, we're going to see the Yisach Maish is going to explain that it's not just in place, B'mekai means in location. And we're going to discover that there's a location, a specific place where tshuva happens. A place where you have to be. Big Kiddush. Now, the Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha says, when were Bnei Yisrael called Loi Ami Atem? B'mekai Meshayamir Lehem Loi Ami Atem. Instead of being told, you're Loi Ami. Where were Klal Yisrael ever called Loi Ami? So the Medrash Rabbah says, in Parsha Beis, Siman Tesvav, V'heichor ne'amar lehem, where were they told Loi Ami Atem? Kishe'osu oisei ha'maise. When they did that famous story, referring to the eagle, Kara oisei ha'kadosh baruch hu, am Maisha Maisha, Hashem said, you know, Jewish people, you're Maisha's nation. She'ne'amar, Lechreid, Kishiches Amcha, Hashem told Maisha, go down, because your nation has destroyed. And the Medrash continues, gives a mashal, and says at the end, that Maisha made a daven for Klal Yisrael, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yirachem Hashem ha'ara, Ashecha shalases la'amoy, la'amoy to his own nation, to Hashem's nation. So originally it was Loi Ami, and then it became Bnei El Chai. So the Medrash says that this is referring to the Chet Egel. So Mirtzah Hashem is going to explain it. There's a very big yisoid. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Heyim Mebeis says it's obviously a very complicated Kabbalah musig. We're going to just, you know, learn it on the surface. We're definitely allowed to study it on the surface if the Gemara tells it to us. Chagiga Daf Heyim Mebeis says the Gemara. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, "Bim lo yisish ma'uha, bim mistarim tivke." Maybe you didn't hear about it, but inside, in a secret place, my soul cries because of what happened to the Gaiva. The Gemara says, the Gaiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gaiva of Klal Yisrael, the wonderful state that we were once in, fell down and was given over to the Goyim. In fact, the Gemara kash on this pasuk. What does it mean, Tivke Nafshi, b'mistarim, in a hidden place, Tivke Nafshi? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a concept of crying, Bechal? Even Kaviyachal, is there such a musik? Ro'amar HaPapa, Ein Atzvus Lefnei HaMokim. There is no Atzvus Lefnei HaMokim. Shenemar, we'll see again around the stress on the word HaMokim. Shenemar, Oiz V'chelva Abim Kaimoy. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all joy. So how could you say, B'mistarim Tivke Nafshi? Rapapa said, Ein Atzvus Lefnei HaMokim. Says the Gemara Leikashi. Ha Bevotei Gavoy, Ha Bevotei Broi. Depends if it's in the inner chamber or the outer chamber. In the inner chamber, there is, Rashi says, Avate Gavoy Iko, Kitachse B'mistarim Tifke. Mistarim is the innermost secret place, there is Tifke. But outside, it's all Simcha. Oiz V'chedva B'mkoyimah. It's the Gemara, Tafayim Abayis. And of course, we mocked him, the Chaim Freelander writes in Sifse Chaim, in his Mamorim, on Chorim Beis HaMikdash, on Chela Gimel Mayadim. He says, Chas v'shalom by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no mekaymis. From our perspective, in our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we speak about an inner place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an outer place. So chas v'shalom, we're not giving any gashmias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we would like to speak, as we raise in Eibishis, some tremendous things from this pasuk. Inside, like he brings, and raises and brings, it says an Eiv Hamshav Fachad Imoy. Inside, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish, there's no makom for levity, for silliness. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hamshel v'fachad imoy, v'mistarim tivke nafshi, is a very, very solemn seriousness. But outside, externally, kaviyochol, there's simcha. And Rabbi Nissen Eibishtz says, based on this, a tremendous yesod about Torah. Rabbi Nissen Eibishtz writes, in Yar Zvash, Chelek Beis, Drush Aleph, that when one gets involved in limud Torah, one is about to step into Batek Avoy, to the innermost chambers. And that is why the Gemara says in Ketzer HaRegel that before one learns Torah, one is allowed to have a milsa dibdichusa, a joyous, maybe even a little bit of a jokey type of thing, a happy thing. But once it begins, it becomes be'emo be'ira. The Torah has to take on a very, very seriousness. Of course, it begins with simcha. And of course, you feel wonderful learning, and when you finish learning, it's besimcha, but the actual learning has to be done without any schoik v'kalas roish. Has to be aim of a year of kinesinos, and just like by Matan Torah, there was koilos brachim, it was a very serious Matan Torah. So you begin, you sing, the end maybe you sing, but during the actual learning experience, you're stepping into the batik, avoy, the inner chambers, says the Abiyayas, at the end of Jewish Aleph of Chalik Beis, Barichus, that there is no makim for any simcha of Litzanis, only a simcha which is very, very much rooted in Eima and Yira. And based on this, he explains, Emirat Hashem, we will speak about it. The edges of Hashem, I hope we will be able to give another shir, Erev Shavuos, and send it out. He speaks about, Gemara says in Chagiga, that two of the six wings of the Kehanim are used for flying. Kehanim, it's not the Kehanim, Malachim. Malachim have two wings out of six which they use for flying. The other four, the Gemara speaks about other functions. But two of the wings of the Malachim are used for flying. How do Malachim fly? Malachim fly with Shira, with singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in the time of the Chorban, the Gemara says in Chagiga that they lost two of their wings, means they weren't able to sing in time of the Chorban, and they weren't able to fly. This is most Hashem, I hope we'll see this Erev Shavuos. Because again, when in a time of seriousness, when it's a time of Bati Gavai, or like the Gemara in Chagiga, we didn't continue the whole Gemara, but the Gemara says in time of the Chorban, even outside there was crying, not just Bati Gavai, time of the Chorban, outside there was in time of crying, there's no Shira then. Right? Malachi Sharis wanted to sing Shira. Certain times they can sing Shira. He brings us. That is why we find some Malachim, says Ibrahim, are Surafim Oimdim Mima Aloy. Some Malachim are flying, but the Seraphim, when they're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oimdim, they don't move. There's no flying, there's no fluttering, there is no singing. They're standing there, be'emo be'ira. The Torah which one learns properly, Torah Lishma, says Rebbeinu Zalman Eibishtz, is be'ira v'fachad. Like we say in davening, the fun of navoid be'ira l'fan, the fun of, when you get in front of the Eibishter, be'ira v'fachad. I think this will come part, I think this is on the Yisach Maisha later on. So, if someone thinks that Torah is just going to be a song, like David HaMelech, we'll see again, David HaMelech complained, we spoke about this parasha Shemini, he said, no, sorry, David HaMelech was saying, Zmir Yisrael L'Chukecha, Hashem had a taina on David, for saying Zmir Yisrael L'Chukecha, because maybe Torah begins with a little Zmiris, but it has to get to a state of very, very seriousness. That's Chas HaShem, it could be big, terrible mistakes made. So when we get closer and closer to the Kisei HaKavod, as we're learning Torah, to the Rebbeinu Eibishtz, over there, you're getting to the Bati Gavoy already. Torah can't be Zmir Yisrael L'Chukecha. Then Rebbeinu Zalman Eibishtz says, Am Hashem, Shimu V'Yisbayinu. Listen up, says Rebbeinu Zalman Eibishtz, and pay close attention and think about how we have to learn the year of a fachad, not in a casual way, not while we're stuffing our mouths with cheesecake, not with schoik, ki in be'ema ka'oimei lefnei ashchina. And that is why he brings, the Gemara says, if someone doesn't learn Sifsosav Noitfais Mar, if it's not Mar and Chazal Dash and it's a Lashon of Yira, if it's not done with that, the one shouldn't be learning, because he's not going to be able to get to the Tachnis tachlis of Torah Lishma. Based on this, Rabbi Eisen Eibishitz, Yisach Moshe, like you said, a number of places says some tremendous things he goes along and adds. L'mashal, Chazal say that Yoyim and Uziel, when he was learning Torah, every bird that flew over him got burnt. What's pshat? Why is he toasting and frying chicken and flying over his head? What is this about? Well, the Zayir says that birds refer to malachim. So what? Well, we find that the Medrash says, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Mekabel the Torah, malachim were accompanying him as far as they were allowed to go. And as soon as they got to their border where they're allowed to go, they told him, we can't go any further, we will get burnt. And then the next malachim came. And they walked until the next border and they said, we can't go any further, we will get burnt. Which means, a malach that goes past this point will get burnt. Yonasan ben Uziel, as he was learning, he was flying from outer, inner. And every oifa pereach, any malach which accompanied him and went too far with Yonasan ben Uziel would get burnt. Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel was learning Torah, he went all the way in. And the malachim couldn't follow him in without they themselves getting burnt. Murd. That's why Chazal say, Gemara says, what's amadata? Because when you get to that certain madrega, like you're not, that moment you're not a yelach. At that moment, you're oinbe beyira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pili ployim. With this, he says, we can answer tremendous kasha. We know the Klai Yisrael by the Yamsuf saying Shira. This is a tremendous kasha. Get ready for this. But Kriyas Yamsuf is saying Shira. Matan Torah was much more chashiv. The whole Messias of Seder Erez has changed. You could hear that which was seen. You could see that which was spoken. Unbelievable nisim are going on more than Kriyas Yamsuf. Kushi Atzuma. He says he never saw somebody ask his kasha. Why didn't they sing Shira by Matan Torah? Teretz is. Torah! You're inside. There's no place for singing then. There is a Torah of singing, but as you learn Torah Lishma, you're soaring inside, at that moment it's Hamshel v'fachad, Yira v'ra'ada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Klai Yisrael inside, so he says to them, in Parshas Yisrael, which we're going to read on Shavuos, Atem re'isi yaser asisi to Mitzrayim, you've come to great Madrega, you saw what you did to Mitzrayim, to the Malach of Mitzrayim, but you can go higher. You can become more spiritual. I lift you up even above the malachim. From malach to malach, higher and higher. I brought you into the bati gavoi. I brought you into the innermost chamber. After Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech emor lehem, shuvu lachem lo'alechem. Go back to your original madrega. Go back to Bati Bavroi. Tire normally, you'll be learning the Simcha. That's how you begin every time. The Ata Poi Amaydi Mardi, you may show in, you're staying here in the Bati Gavoi. And Moshe stayed in the Bati Gavoi with a Srafim Oindim. Poi Amaydi Mardi, you stay here, you stand here with me. And Moshe Rabbeinu stayed there in the most innermost place. And that's why the Gemara says in Saita that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oimen and Meshamish. Oimen and Meshamish means he was Mamish standing there. So Yisach Moshe Achinu Bnei Yisrael, we see the mile of Oisik B'Torah, Lishma. At that moment, he is mamish, mamish, in the most innermost place by the Kisi HaKavod. Chas v'sholem, sholem v'batal Torah. What kind of terrible tefillah is on the person? He's pushing himself outside. And now we can understand, says Yisach Moshe, again this is Yisrael and Kisisa, and his Pirush on Tanach and HaTorah and Shea. He says that's moirid gemoir pshat in why Chazal say b'mokoyim shebalei tshuva oindim ein tzadikim geburim michoyim olamoy. What does it mean b'mokoyim shebalei tshuva oindim? It means that the balei tshuva who have broken hearts, where do they stand? They get to go inside because outside they're in danger. They're in danger. They did a chatayim and they're sinners. What can be with them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, digs for them, mitachas kisei hakavod, it means Hashem brings them in. Hashem makes a nes, performs a nes, and brings them in. And they belong there inside. Because inside, hamshel v'fachad, b'mistarim tivke nafshi, and with their broken hearts, they go inside, and they get into the innermost chambers. But the tzaddikim gemurim, who never sinned, they're filled with simcha, they stay outside. There's no reason to make a nase and make a chatira and dig and bring them in. So they stay outside. So b'makom shebali tshuva, in that place, there's a location of bali tshuva. The batik avoy, tzadikim gemurim can't stand there. Yichayim lamoy. They can't stand because tzadikim gemurim are going, michayel chayel, they're going. But the bali tshuva have a certain maila that the srofim oimdim imaloy, that they go to the innermost place. And there's zoiche to be mamish with to be inside with the place where there's mamish kulei tears. Based on this, explains another nekuda. Second, the Mishnah told Moshe Rabbeinu by Chet Egel, Lech Reid. So Rashi says, you know why it says by Yedaber. Hashem Moshe Lechred Vaydaber says Rashi Vaydaber is always lashon dibur kashus. Lechred says Rashi, not just go down the mountain, go down from your madrega. Very kasha. Hashem spoke to him kasha. Kishiches amcha, like you said before, it's your am, it's not my am. It's your erev rav. You let them out of Mitzrayim, says Hashem. You caused the whole chet ha'egel by bringing this erev rav. So Hashem spoke with him kasha. A few kashas. First of all, if so, says Yisrael Moshe, should say Vaydaber Eli Kimel Moshe. Eli Kimel Moshe. Why say Vaydaber Yudke Bavke lashon rachman? And also, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so upset on Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu just right now sat for 40 days and 40 nights learning Torah, and something happened that wasn't his fault. Ve'ev Rabbi Bat L'Shem Shamayim. So why is Hashem telling him, you know, Lech Rei, lose your gedula? What's going on? And then afterwards it says, Vayomer, Hashem spoke to him and told him Hanichali. Hashem spoke to him, Lashon Amir, Lashon Racha, for some reason changes to Racha, Hanichali. Which Chazal said Hashem was telling him, leave me alone, don't daven. But if you daven, you'll save them. So Moshe understood he daven to save them. So why is the first Vaydaber, Hashem doesn't hint him about the davening, and afterwards Hashem does. Tered says that he's a Moshe Moyedek. This is, if you keep saying Moyedek, he's a Moyedek Hashir. Kuloi Racham. From the first moment Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to save Klal Yisrael. But it can't happen over here right now. Moshe Rabbeinu, like we explained, was a Vati Gavoy. It was the innermost chamber. In the innermost chamber, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Ein Kateger Nasas Negev. The Gemara says that Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippurim, cannot go inside the Kodesh HaKadosh with Big Day Zahav, because Ein Kateger Nasas Negev. The Gemara even says, every shofar of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to put Zahav on it, because while you blow shofar, you're like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Ein Kateger Nasas Negev. But outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of course, Kateger could become Sanegev. Like you find many, many times, for example, the Para Aduma is a kapara for the Chet Egel. The same thing, in Kategor not Sanegor. No, as long as it's not in the innermost chamber, Kategor could become Sanegor. So Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, it's all Rachmanis. He wasn't angry. Hashem tells him, Lech Reid, you have to leave. You have to go out from the Batei Gavoy. Normally, when someone learns Torah, he goes, starts up a Simcha, he's heading from the Batei Vroy to the Batei Gavoy. But you, Moshe, you have to head out. Because over here, since you were a goyim in the Erev Rav, and you were a goyim in the Chet HaEgel, you won't be able to daven him. Ain't gonna take nothing. So step out. Lech Reid. It's all Rachmanis. And it's Vayidaber while he's in the Batei Gavoy. As soon as he steps out, Hashem says, Vayomer Berachos. Hashem says, now go daven for them. Go save them. Go beseech for them. Save Klal Yisrael. Because right now, there's hope for them. Faker, it was all Hashem telling him to go out was to save Klal Yisrael. That was what the whole Lech Reid point was to go along and actually save Klal Yisrael. The whole kiyum of Klal Yisrael, always, from Bris Olam, is all b'schus ha'tshuva. The Mele, that's the pshat in the pasuk of Torah. In this mokoyim, there's a location called Batei Gavoy, which over there was said about them. Hashem said, Shiches Amcha, it's your nation. Hashem said, get out of this spot. This spot is dangerous for you right now. They didn't belong there. And then, when they do tshuva, what happened? Hashem says, that's the Navi. Mimakoyim Hashayom Elohim Yatem, the same place, but they Gavoy, where it said, Elohim Yatem, in this place, in this Mokim, after they come Bali tshuva, they come into that place. The Bali tshuva go innermost, they're closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Srafim Andi Malo, like the Lundi Torah. Yomer Lehem B'nei El Chai. Why B'nei? Ah, very good. Everybody knows that when in Eisim Sonei Shemakim, we're not called Banim. We're called Avadim. Eisim Sonei Shemakim, that's when we get the title, Banim. So in that same place, where Hashem said before, Lo Yamiyatem, Shiches Amcha, Moshe Rabbeinu, get out of this spot. It's dangerous. You can't daven for them over here. Ain't katagin as a sameger. In that same Mokim, the Mokim Shabbal Yitshuva Oim them, Klai Yisrael came back and they become the Bnei El Choy. In summary, Loim Dei Torah travel from the Mokim of Oiz V'chever more and more inside. They begin with B'dichusa, like the Gemara says in Bava Kama, but then they go inside. And learning becomes very serious as they're learning. And it becomes so important. Maybe they'll scream at the chavrus, there's nothing more important right now than pshat. Mechanta shel Torah. They're fighting a war. This is their life. Yehem chayenu v'arach yemenu. And Baalei Tshuva, who sinned and are chayzev tshuva, with their broken hearts, this is their normal location as they are involved in tshuva. Mashenkin Siddiqin Gemurim. In their daily-day location, they're outside. They're by the Mokim Simcha. So of course, again, a lot of Kabbalah concepts. And everyone has, you know, Hashem, everyone should be zechut the Shemayit to understand it in their way, what's the game, what's the chizik for them. But a moedik chizik about the koyach of Torah takes us mamish, lefnai v'lefnim, into the koyach of Adash and Shalmala, Mesimika Shalmala, Chuvaneg Mesimika Shalamata, there's a lefnai v'lefnim over here, where only the Kohen Gadol will go on to Yom Kippur and Big Yalavan, and then there is a Kodesh HaKadoshim, Alefnai V'Alefnim in Shemayim, where those that are learning the Torah Lishma, as the learning Torah of Chaim Elazar writes in Nefesh HaChaim, anybody that learns Torah for an extended amount of time, you learn Torah for a few hours straight, without getting up to look for chocolate cake, you know, automatically you learn Torah Lishma. It always happens as Chaim Elazar. If you're looking for it, you will find it. You don't even realize that all of a sudden you're learning Torah Lishma when you learn Ba'as Mother. And anybody who's zechut bechayze betshuva lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he has a broken heart. He is shearing in the mistarim tivka nafshi. He's also crying. He wants to get closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to be chayze betshuva. That's his makim. The Baruch Hashem should help us. We should be zechut to be in all the right places in the right time. Have a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.